ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of closeness and qarabah based on the different verses of the Holy Quran. We said that the one who comes to the Almighty Allah, who turns to the Almighty Allah, the supplicant, should realize that the Almighty Allah is the absolute cause, and this is nothing other than ma'rifah. And this ma'rifah is the very sincerity that we have come to discuss. We said, based on the different verses of the Holy Quran, we see different techniques and different expressions used by the Almighty Allah in the verses of the Holy Quran when it comes to closeness. We have different stages. In the first stage, the Almighty Allah uses third-person pronoun for himself and tells the servants to call unto him, خوفاً وطمعاً وادعوه. Call unto him. In the next stage, the Almighty Allah asks the messengers to bring on the good news to the servants. In the third stage, the Almighty Allah is closer to the servants. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ But the servants do not recognize, do not realize this. In fact, this means at this level that the servants have come to know that the Almighty Allah is close. The supplicant who is engaging in supplication knows that Almighty Allah is close, but he does not yet come to understand this. In the fourth stage, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ The Holy Quran says. And in the fifth stage, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ Allah intervenes between man and his heart. This means that man at this stage has recognized that he is the one creature that belongs to Allah. He has recognized that his being, his life, is nothing other than being the true servant of the Almighty Allah. And this state, such a state, is the thing that he does not want to lose. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this regard, says, اللهم كتبت الآثام واطلعت على السرائر وحللت بين القلوب. O God, you have registered our sins. You are aware of the inners of the people, and you are between man and his heart. وحللت بين القلوب. This is what the Holy Quran says. And الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه. Allah intervenes between man and his heart. فالقلوب إليك مصغية. The hearts are submissive to you, وَالسِّرُّ عِنْدَكَ عَلَانِيَةٌ And the secrets are open before you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this was the fifth stage, and Allah yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbi. But in the sixth stage, let us explain this stage with the corresponding verses. We have two of the Quranic verses which correspond to this sixth stage. One is this: وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And Allah's is the east and the west. Therefore, wherever you turn, there is Allah's purpose. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Surely Allah is ample giving, knowing. And this verse, وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Call not with Allah any other God. There is no God but He. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Everything is perishable but He. لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. His is the judgment, and unto Him you shall be brought back. At this stage, a well-informed subject of God sees the world as God's presence. In fact, wherever he looks, he sees God. And he recognizes a willpower dominating the whole creation. Wherever he turns, wherever he goes, whatever he does, it is the Almighty Allah in his mind. This is because man is familiar with the attributes of the great initiator. This is where the Holy Quran says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ. And for those who believe and do good, a good final state shall be theirs and a goodly return. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. To whom belongs the kingdom to this day? To Allah, the one, the subduer of all. So this is the sixth stage. Dear listeners, there is one last stage, which is the complete self-denial and believing in the content of this verse. وَالْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. He is the first and the last. He is the ascendant overall and the knower of hidden things. These are all 7 stages, 7 different verses of the Holy Quran regarding the stage, or better say, the state of closeness of the supplicant to the Almighty Allah. We shall have a conclusion in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.